Oh, listeners, we're talking to Stephanie Kriebel about her wonderful product, OMG Pretzels. And I was telling her that I became so addicted to them, but I never actually buy pretzels because Peter doesn't like them, except he likes Stephanie's. And I wanted to ask her, what is it that makes your pretzels so special?
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Ann and Peter. What makes our pretzels so special is that we are all about taste, crunch, and indulgence. So, you know, not only are we a positively poppable standalone snack, but we are excellent for elegant entertaining and also as a great addition to recipes.
Oh, yeah. I used it for all kinds of things. You can crust fish with it. You can make panzanella salad with it. You can do, you even have special salad recipes using them. I mean, it's really versatile.
Yeah, we do. We really focus on the multiple ways to pretzel. And we have my mom and also a resident foodie who, you know, come up with these great recipes and entertaining tips.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you mentioned your mother. And I think that this is probably where you tell us, like, where did this company, OMG, which is oh my God, really? Pretzels, where this, how this company started, what's your backstory, your involvement with your mother? Tell us about it.
Sure. So the OMG came about because, you know, once you pop one in your mouth, OMG comes popping out. And we got started in my mom's kitchen back in 2014. My mom made our flagship garlic pretzels for us as after school snacks growing up, right?
You're
as
kidding.
Kids. No,
lucky
and
kids.
We were very lucky kids. And, you know, so she started using them for entertaining purposes at her own parties, taking them as hostess gifts to other, you know, party events she would go to. And people started asking her where they could buy them.
Exactly.
So in 2014, we started literally in her kitchen, two pans at a time in her oven. And for the first 2 years, it was all about garlic pretzels. And then our next flavor that we came out with, which was our sweet and salty pretzels. And, you know, we really focus a lot on nostalgia. And, you know, growing up, my grandfather, my father's dad, would come over every day before school and play cards with us and have cinnamon sugar toast.
Oh.
So we kind of dedicated our sweet and salty flavor to him. So that was the first couple of years. Then the next 5 years, we worked in a commercial kitchen in a local synagogue. And we had a wonderful team of women who helped us out in the kitchen making our pretzels. And we came out with our next three flavors, the Chesapeake Spice, Sweet and Spicy, and the Cheddar Jalapeno. And then, you know, that was for about 5 years. And then we grew so big that we decided we would start working with a co-manufacturer so that we could scale our business. And at the same time, that's when the pandemic hit. So it was kind of, you know, perfect timing for us. Yeah.
Well, yeah, handling more than one thing, but it was a good time for online ordering.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really, our business, we got very busy during the pandemic and, you know, so we grew from a local and regional company to a nationwide company serving also Hawaii and Alaska.
Jeez.
Now, where is home for you, Stephanie?
Home for the business is in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie's home is in California.
There you go.
So I have a little bit of a commute.
Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania. Where is this in relationship to Pittsburgh?
We are on the opposite side. We are outside of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My kids live there. I lived there for 7 years, actually.
Yeah.
I guess I became aware of your existence because of awards you got. Tell us about those.
Well, we won our first award in Monco Happening. So that's a local, like, community-generated voting contest that businesses can get nominated for by members of the community. And then, you know, depending on the number of votes you get, depends on, you know, how you rank in the winnings. And so that was our first award that we won. And then we've won some others over the years just for, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think.
There are so many, right?
There's been a few. Let's see. So, I mean, we've been, written up in the press more so. And then, I should point out, too, that we're also a certified women-owned business. So that's
right.
Very important to us, that and the fact that we're also a family-owned business.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, so you're at the top of the charts for pretzels, short of the ones that have been going on for like 150 years.
It's definitely a legacy business.
Yeah, it really is. Where do you go from here? Do you keep flavors or what?
Well, we currently have 8 flavors. So one thing I left out when I was telling you our story, at the beginning of the pandemic, when we moved to working with the co-manufacturer, we actually added 3 more flavors, and those are our newest ones, the lemon pepper, salty butterscotch, and the sweet chili. And we have 8 flavors right now. We will have another one coming out soon. We are also working on elevating our packaging a little bit. We have plans to eventually export, hopefully starting next year. We've been able to expand our team. We're just really, what our goal is, and you brought up the legacy part of the pretzel industry. So we like to say we're from Plymouth Meeting, Pretzelvania, right? Right? So there's a lot of history here in the pretzel industry. Companies have been around for generations. So we're new to the industry, and we're setting ourselves apart. You know, our sourdough crunchy nugget sets us apart. So that crunch there, everybody loves in a snack. We've got sweet and savory flavors, and we don't, we're very generous with our seasoning so that, you know, the seasoning sits with you in your mouth, you know, throughout the whole eating experience. And that's probably one of the reasons you like us so much, Peter.
Yeah, that's probably it, because, you know, usually he turns his nose up to pretzels, but yours is different.
Yeah, and so, you know, we really feel like there's a place for us, in this industry, and we're establishing our name by, you know, we're a lifestyle brand. We want to be a part of your family. We want you to make memories with our pretzels. We want to help you do that, and we want to make sure that everybody has a love at first bite experience when you first try our pretzels.
Stephanie, what did you do before you discovered pretzel making?
This is actually my 4th career. I originally had started out as a graphic designer in doing packaging, I use now for my own products. And then I spent some time in the hospitality industry. And I was a teacher. So I taught ESL and career technical education in California. Kind of retired, left that in December of 2021.
I see. So you're in the second or third career or whatever.
Fourth. Yeah. It's been a lot. But, you know, the great thing about that I realized at this point in my life, now that I'm just able to focus exclusively on OMG Pretzels, is that there are takeaways from all of those careers that are now helping me, you know, run this
business. That happens. That really
it does. It really does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you designing new packaging? Is that what you were talking about a minute ago?
We're coming out with a second size bag, so it'll be a smaller grab and go bag. And yeah, we're making some design changes that I think everybody will be really excited about, that we're definitely excited about.
Okay. No, we have everybody sort of dying for these pretzels now. I guess I had two questions, really. One, I wanted to know how you go about getting them. I mean, do you have online purchasing and stuff like that? Or what store? Or do you have a store locator or on your website or what?
Yes. So we have our website, www.omgpretzels.com. And we have shopping online through our website. We are also on Amazon. And we do have a store locator on our website, and we are constantly updating that with new locations.
Do shows and stuff? I mean, were you at the Fancy Food Show?
I'm sorry?
Were you at the Fancy Food Show?
We did not exhibit there. We exhibited at the Sweets and Snacks Show in Chicago back in May, and we just exhibited at the Natural Products Expo East here in Philadelphia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good one. It's a good show.
Yeah, they're both good. So, you know.
Now, I'm assuming you think about these pretzels a lot. And I mentioned some of the uses I found for them, but you must have a gazillion other applications for using your pretzels. Could you tell our listeners what some of those might be?
Sure. You know, we have a great recipe for kitchen sink treats, which is like a crispy rice treat, although we add our salty butterscotch pretzels as part of the base.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. We have a tortellini casserole with our garlic pretzel topping.
Oh, boy.
One of my favorites is this spinach and cheese strata with our Chesapeake spice pretzels. So it's, like a casserole.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, boy, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, we have all kinds of recipes right on our website in our Ways to Pretzel section, and we're always coming out with new ideas. We also love to collaborate with other women-owned businesses to create recipes. Recently, we just did a recent collaboration with Eat Happy Kitchen, where
we know them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we created three recipes using their dips with our pretzels as the dippers. So it's a very, you know, our pretzels are very versatile. So, you know, they're great bite size pretzels, you know, but also, as I said, you can use them for dippers, crumble them up to use them as, you know, dessert or salad toppings. You can, you know, add them to casseroles. You mentioned the crusted fish with our lemon pepper pretzels.
Yeah, I just read an article about the lemon pepper is like, it's been around for years and years and years. It's now taken a front row position. And the seasoning, you know, everybody's interested in spices and seasonings. Lemon pepper, as long as it's been around, it's now on a high note for people flocking to it. Did you know that?
That I did not, and but that doesn't, so it doesn't surprise me now that you say that, because that was our biggest, our most picked product at the Natural Products Expo East show. We ran out of those samples first. So it's very interesting because, like I said, we came out with our lemon pepper pretzel at the beginning of the pandemic. So as you know, we didn't really have an opportunity to sample them out until recently.
Right.
And, you know, so it's been a little slow with them getting traction, but that's one of my favorites. And I have to tell you, at least for me, and I don't know, you tell me, Ann and Peter, if you agree, our pretzels are also, we have one for every mood. So,
yeah.
You know, it really just depends how you're feeling. And, you know, we've got something for everyone.
Well, that's great. This lemon pepper thing, I had a big, big jar of it. We get so many samples from everybody that, you know, it takes me a while to go through big jars. But I'm down to a little bit in the bottom, and I wondered, I haven't bought lemon pepper for quite some time. I wonder if it's still, you know, coming out. And then I read this article and thought, oh, good, I won't have to spend the rest of my life without lemon pepper.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really great news.
Yeah, and this guy we know who immigrated to the States from the U.K. Said that the one thing he was really worried about when he moved here was whether or not he could still get his lemon pepper seasoning.
Oh!
it's taken on a life of its own, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think your company is in good shape. I think your product is fabulous. And I just wish you continuing success, Stephanie. And hello to your mother.
Thank you so much. It really it really is fun. And, you know, thank you for having us on the podcast.
Well, we were just thrilled to bits to be able to talk to you because you're also an enthusiastic supporter of your product, which always helps when we're doing interviews. I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, and as I say, carry on, or as the British say, carry on, and enjoy your collaborations, which is another one of the trends. Everybody's collaborating with everybody else at this point, and I think that's great. Especially
it's a big, happy world, and there's a place for all of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, continued success, Stephanie. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Is it off, Rabbit?
I'm trying.